Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Myra and Brooke with your 8am Deadlines. In local news, the Queensland Government increases maximum remuneration levels for mayors and councillors. This month, the Local Government Remuneration Commission determines new remuneration categories, in most cases increasing maximum salaries by 3-5%. The new categories will be implemented in July of next year, but it will be up to councils if they actually increase salaries to match the new maximums.
Mango prices are expected to rise as key supply routes are left devastated after ex-cyclone Jasper. Record floods have severely damaged the Palmerston Highway, a vital produce route for inland Northern Territory and North Queensland farmers to reach East Coast markets. It was the only road to the coast accessible to trucks carrying two shipping containers. According to the Queensland Trucking Association's Chief Executive, Gary Mann, it will take twice as many smaller trucks using alternative routes to get produce to market, increasing transport costs significantly.
In national news, the Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Natasha Files, resigns as her undisclosed mining shares are discovered. Files says a review of her personal interests made it clear that she did not declare her shares in South 32, a company responsible for a mine in Groote Eylandt in the Northern Territory. She says it was not intentional and the shareholding did not influence her decisions, although earlier this year she did reject calls to investigate possible air pollution from the mine. She will continue as the member for Nightcliff and will continue the campaign for re-election.
Australia Post Group will pay nearly $3 million in compensation for lost or damaged parcels. The group, made up of StarTrak and Australia Post, admitted to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission in May this year that between October 2018 to October 2022, they failed to address some compensation requests from business contract customers. No compensation was paid in these instances, deemed a breach of consumer guarantee rights. Approximately 10,500 AusPost business customers and less than 1,000 StarTrak customers are affected and will be contacted within the next 2 weeks with an invitation to submit a claim. Some customers may receive automatic remediation. ACCC Commissioner Lisa Carver says this is a concerning failure by Australia Post Group, although acknowledges the breach was self-reported.
In international news, the Icelandic volcano finally erupts. After weeks of intense seismic activity in the southwest of Iceland, the volcano located in the Reykjanes Peninsula erupted at around 10 p.m. local time on Monday night. The eruption started a few kilometres from fishing town Grindavik, where around 4,000 people were evacuated in November due to earthquakes in the area. The Icelandic government said on Tuesday there is no threat to life and air travel has not been impacted.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. No fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.